actually find you rather avant-garde, to be honest. To so publicly flaunt all of your influence and money in support of the rebel Dante. To go against the League so openly. I'm sure many women find men such as you rather alluring. Oh, do drink up, darling.
If I wanted you poisoned, you would have been dead by now. But me? Well, when I find a powerful man, a brave man such as you, I see a person that can bring both of us some benefit. See, to me, you offer riches, influence, power, and position. And to you... to you I offer eternal servitude. In this life, and the next. I might be famous for snuffing out my victims, but my dear man, why in the hell did you think it would be poison that would do you in? Rather boring, don't you think? I could just suffocate you right now with my heel, looking into your helpless, pathetic eyes as you ever so slowly expire. But no, I have something else planned for you. I'm in dire need of furniture, love. And rich men like you just make for perfect seats. Just imagine, in exchange for your life, you will be forever useful. Not only to me, of course, but to all my guests. Who knows? I might rent you out for next year's Halloween ball, I plan on drowning you, darling, in liquid latex. Kinky, right? I'm just going to sit here and look at you while it slowly swallows you whole before locking the chest, well, forever. What I like best about drowning a man is that it lasts. There's a thrill to it. You get to see hope leave his eyes as surrender sets in. Silently, desperately begging for his life. The power over someone else's life. Nothing gives me chills like that. Seeing you completely, utterly owned by me. Helpless to do anything but plead. Knowing that even in death, I will have you. What a rush. Best part is, if I opt to redecorate the mansion and the furniture, and your chair doesn't go with anything I have planned, I can just give you to someone else. Owned and discarded. And you won't even be able to do a single thing about it. I see that the latex has almost engulfed you. You were a fun treat for this year's Halloween party. Bye, and welcome to eternal slavery. Oh, and remember, no orgasms in the afterlife as well. Ta-ta. I already like you more as a chair than a person. Not only have I cut off Dante's funding, but I got myself new furniture. I can't wait for next year's party.